Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we're continuing through the devotional journal, A Heart of Thanksgiving. This is a collection of blog posts, devotions that I wrote a year ago throughout the month of November of 2019 and edited them, did some updating over this past summer and compiled them into a devotional book. Today's topic is being thankful for family. And I asked some questions. I says, how thankful are you for your family? And how thankful do you think your family is for you? Are those questions related? Is there times where those are difficult to answer? Are there times when they're much easier to answer? And what makes the difference? When you think about thankfulness, especially thankfulness for your family, but really in any form, do you find it being more dependent on an action that's being done by someone or on a choice that you make? I suspect the answer to that question will probably say a lot about how consistent your thankfulness is compared to how much it ebbs and flows. You see, when we determine our thankfulness on what someone else does or doesn't do, we will find there are times that we are very thankful and there are times that we are not thankful at all. But when our thankfulness is dependent on a choice that we make, then it's on us. Do I wake up each day thankful for what God has given me? I know there are some who watch this who will probably say, you don't know my family. There are some who watch this and will say, I really don't have a family. I'm all alone. One of the joys of that, and I believe we'll talk about that later this month, but God says that He puts the lonely in families. The church is often described, and I think rightly so, as the family of God. And so even if it feels like there's nobody left in your physical family, as a Christian, you have a family that you ought to be thankful for. A family that serves God together, that worships God together, that should be serving one another in love. But that's really a picture of what the physical family ought to be doing, although we don't always do that well. And some haven't figured out how to do that at all. In the devotion I write, and I say, I'm not really all that fond of trials or errors. But it seems like most of the lessons that have stuck the best in my life have been lessons learned through the old trial and error process. I try something and it doesn't work. And eventually I realize I have to try something different. And growing in thankfulness for our family sometimes comes about through those trials and errors. But the only way that that happens is a commitment to remain a part of the family through the trials and errors. You see, it's those tough times of life that, well, either make a family stronger, makes it grow, makes it pull together, or it fractures it. And it goes spinning out of control, never to come back together, it seems. You see, as we pray about being thankful for family, I believe it's a decision that we have to make. A decision that God calls us to make in a positive way as His children, as His family. But each day we wake up with that choice: am I thankful for my family today? And if you make that choice before any of the rest of your family wakes up, then it's a decision you've made, not based on what they might do or might not do, but it's a decision made based on your heart, based on what God would have for you. This particular devotion in the book was a lot more personal, I guess, than some of the others. It talks a lot about my family and the thankfulness I have for what God has brought us through, what God has taught us through some very difficult times. What God has allowed us to experience in times of great joy. The blessings of doing life as a family, even when it's not all that easy. And to be able to do so in a way that to most people watching it evidently looks easy. You see, I think that's what living a life of thankfulness does. When we learn to be grateful people, when we learn to live with thanksgiving, with a heart of thanksgiving, life looks so much easier than what it is. And it begins to feel so much easier than what it is. You see, it's that gratitude within us that only comes from a consistent relationship with God. Oh, without that relationship, people all the time have moments of gratitude, moments of thankfulness. But when your thankfulness flows from that relationship with God and you choose every day to be thankful for family, to be thankful for God, to be thankful that you're a part of His family, regardless of what your physical family might look or act like. You see, when you choose that level of thankfulness, then it changes you. It changes the way you interact with one another. It changes the way you view one another. The things that we are thankful for are generally treated differently than the things that we're not thankful for. You think about it from a very unattached position of food. There are things that people eat that I am not all that thankful for because I just soon not eat them. And I don't seek them out. I don't look for them. I don't purchase them. I kind of ignore them as much as possible. But there are other food items that I am very thankful for that I will go out of my way to find, that I will value, that I will stock up on, that I will use for special occasions that I will treat as a valuable commodity and not wanting to waste any little bit of it. And when we translate that into our family, are you valuing your family members? Are you treating them as special as you wanting to get the most out of that relationship as possible, or are you setting aside and ignoring it? And a big part of that would reflect how thankful you are. How thankful you've chosen to be for that family member. You see, when God says that He puts the lonely in families, I believe that the church is a part of that. But I believe He wants our physical families to be a place where the lonely are not lonely, where they are valued, where they are received with thanksgiving. Throughout this week, as I've prepared to share a sermon on Sunday, I've been thinking through this idea of holiday treasures and the things that we treasure throughout what I call this holiday season, this succession of Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. And then looking at the application. And so I posted that question on social media this past week, and so much of the response revolves around family. The treasure of being with people that love you and that you love. And so this coming Sunday, I'll be sharing a message I've entitled Arms of Love as one of these holiday treasures. And we know about arms of love because, well, Jesus modeled it. He lived it. But we also know about it because He taught about it and commanded us to live in that way. And as I read that, and the primary scripture text is out of Mark, and it says, Jesus took the little children into His arms and He blessed them. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to spend time thinking about your family. The ones that you are immediately thankful for, and the ones that, well, you might have to choose deliberately to be thankful for because maybe you haven't been. And ask God to help you to be thankful, not only for the family that He's put you within, but His family that He's put you within. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You've called us to Yourself. You've called us into this kingdom of light. A kingdom that exposes the deeds of darkness. A kingdom that shines upon us so that our way is made clear. And Father, as we live as Your children, You've called us to a family. And as we live within Your family, we also live within a physical family. And sometimes those families work together well. They love and respect and honor one another. And sometimes those families are are fractured, are dysfunctional, have not learned how to love. Father, today I pray that each one of us would choose to be thankful for our family. And even when there's work that needs to be done, even when there's changes that ought to be made, may we choose to be thankful even as all of that is in progress, even as you work on our life and you work on the lives of our family members. God, may our choice to be thankful change the way we look at one another. And this thankfulness within our family, may it carry over into our church family. The family we have because of you being our Father. And may that same element of choosing to be thankful carry us together as we honor one another, as we serve one another, as we bear one another's burdens. God, today I pray for the children in our homes, our churches, our schools, our communities. I pray that this thankfulness we have for family would be applied to our children. That in times they bring us great joy and in times that they bring us great frustration, may we continue to choose to be thankful. And Father, in a nation and a culture that has tended to set children aside and view them as a bother, I pray that we would learn to be more thankful. That in those times where we're tempted to shove an electronic device in the hands of a child because we don't want to spend the time with them, that we would pause and be thankful that they want to spend time. That we would reevaluate our priorities. That our thankfulness for family and for children would cause us to look for ways, to make ways, to prioritize ways to spend time together. Father, as we do that within our physical families and the relationships we have there, may we also look to that same desire within our church family that we would make ways to spend time together, worshiping you, honoring you, serving you. God, in this era where it's become so easy to do life alone, to do life virtually, to do life online, may we recognize the loneliness that creates. And in our thankfulness for family, may we reach out in ways that honor and include others. Father, today as I pray, I think of our individual families and the division that exists within our nation. And sometimes that political division that we're seeing played out right now exists even within family groups. And I pray that we would see beyond our differences. That we would be thankful for one another. That we would learn to listen. We would seek a greater understanding. That it would not be our way or their way that is held up as the ultimate knowledge and truth, but it would be your way. Father, as we battle as a nation, may your children stand up as truth and light. And may we live as citizens of a better kingdom, and may we hold up that kingdom to others. that they would see Jesus and many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.